eating turkeys to keep them from dying out. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams. In honor of Thanksgiving, we're revisiting a Michigan farmer who raises heritage turkeys. These are turkeys that have a little bit of a wilder history. Some farmers are raising these older turkey breeds to keep them from going extinct. John Harnoy has a yard full of turkeys. He says he knows them so well, he can actually speak their language.
The turkeys pip, they bark, they gobble.
These turkeys are mostly males. They're trying to look all big and macho as they strut around in front of the hens. These birds are the Narragansett breed.
They're old-time turkeys. They're much closer to wild. They don't have the broad breast, so proportionally for eating, they have more dark meat to white meat.
People who've tasted a heritage turkey say the flavor is stronger, too. Sarah Dickerman did some turkey taste testing for Slate.com. She tried everything from the Butterball brand to kosher to heritage.
When you taste one of these heritage breeds, you're getting more of a, it begins to taste more like a distinct meat. And I'm afraid that our vocabulary is so ill-suited to describing it, except that it tastes meatier, it tastes more intensely, and just has a resonance that you'll never get in a Butterball.
She says, still, you've got to be pretty committed to buy a heritage turkey. They can cost upwards of $100. Taste and cost aren't the only things that set the heritage turkeys apart from the turkeys you find in the grocery store. Your common grocery store turkey is a breed called the broad-breasted white. These turkeys have been bred over the years to produce a lot of meat in a short period of time. As a result, they're large-breasted birds with short little legs. John Harnoy says that means they can't mate naturally.
One of the things about the heritage birds is that they can mate. They're small enough to mate as opposed to the broad-breasteds, which is artificial insemination. They're just, with that big breast, they just can't do the deed.
But even though heritage turkeys can mate naturally, they haven't been doing so well on their own.
These birds, the heritage breeds, were real close to dying out. And it's funny, you gotta eat them to keep them going. To keep their genetics in the gene pool, there has to be a market for them.
And that's where the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy stepped in. It's a nonprofit group trying to keep rare breeds from going extinct. Marjorie Bender is the group's research manager. She says just three companies own the rights to the commercial turkey breeds.
And they are all very, very closely related. And it's that narrow genetic pool that has been of particular concern to us and what makes the conservation of these other lines of turkeys and these other varieties of turkeys so important.
John Harnoy says he is earning money from his heritage turkeys, but it's not easy money. Heritage turkeys cost a lot to raise, and it takes longer to get them to market weight. And unlike the commercial turkeys, the heritage birds can actually fly the coop.
And you're chasing them, and it's dark out, and you don't know if you're going through poison ivy, so if you got shorts on, you got to go and change your pants to long pants. It's a pain.
But he says the late-night chases and the extra turkey TLC, it's all worth it.
You don't want everything being the same. And if you only have one thing and something happens to it, there's no more. Where are the turkeys going to come from?
He says he just feels like it's his job to make sure there will always be plenty of different kinds of turkeys to go around. Happy Thanksgiving. That's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.